I'll tell you, the words from Handel's Messiah are always still rich on my mind. And it actually starts out by saying, comfort ye my people. That's the very first words. And I love that. And no doubt in my mind, it is absolutely from the scriptures. It's from Isaiah chapter number 11. Chapter number 40. I actually have my Bible in the wrong spot, which is why I said the wrong thing. And I want to read just a few of those verses because it is kind of a long passage. And I know since we've sang Feliz Navidad, we need to go eat Mexican food. In Isaiah 40, starting at verse 1, it reads like this. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows only. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense is before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. You know, it's sort of a funny thought that Isaiah was giving this word to a people who had just had their conquerors conquered. Their conquerors had just been conquered. They were in captivity to the Babylonians, but now Cyrus of Persia has come. And I wouldn't say that Cyrus perfectly freed Israel from its captivity, but he certainly set a bunch of them free. And he was saying, like, God was saying to these people, listen, take comfort. You're delivered. Take comfort. I mean, usually when someone has you in a headlock and someone else punches them and puts you in a headlock, that's not a reason to take comfort. But what he's wanting them to see, it's actually not Cyrus who will comfort you. Cyrus's degree of deliverance isn't what God is going to send to comfort you. Later on in the New Testament, in Mark, Mark starts out with the testimony of John the Baptist saying, prepare a way for the Lord. And you know what, John's idea of the beginning of comfort is this: repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, because God's getting ready to do a work. God is getting ready to work a work in your midst. Isaiah was saying, listen, God is comforting you. Part of that comfort is Cyrus, but there's a fuller comfort coming. John is saying the way to prepare to actually receive the comfort of God is through repentance, preparing ourselves. I see the time, and I'll close my notes, and everyone who doesn't know me doesn't know what a relief that is. But you know what Advent is supposed to be about? Advent is a season of preparation. Advent is the coming of the Lord. And how do we really prepare ourselves to hear from the Lord during this high and holy season? We repent. We repent, and we look to the Lord Jesus to speak to us, to deal with us, to comfort us. Repentance isn't simply to drive us into the dust. It's to prepare us for his ministry. And I think that's I think that's a very misunderstood thing. We think God wants us to repent so he can shove our face in the mud. No, he wants us to repent so we can even hear him when he whispers. So that we're prepared for his healing power. So we're prepared for restoration. When I was a little boy, I spent the vast majority of my time was with my dad's mom. And to this day, I haven't met a better cook. I can say that now that my own mom has passed. I can say that without fear of getting in trouble with my own mom. But just my grandma was a great cook. And if she said to you, whatever's ready, I don't care what meal it was, somehow she could open a can of SpaghettiOs and they would taste better if she opened them. But if she said to you, breakfast was ready, she would cook on this old wood stove and everything just tasted better on it, right? Well, let me tell you something. If you came to the table and your face was dirty or your hands were dirty, she was going to send you back into the restroom to clean up. And you just knew that. And so it became our habit. It's grandma's calling you to the table. What do? You clean up. Because you don't want even a delay. Let me put it like this. You don't even want to delay the delight. And so she had this little, my granddaddy would brush his face. He was a mechanic. Had a little brush. I wouldn't even have anything under my fingernails. I would use that joker. Part of me just wanted to be like my granddaddy, you know. Part of me, I wanted to make sure that when grandma, she would just give you a look and you had to do this. Because if they weren't clean, you were going back, right? Don't we understand that? Don't we understand that concept? You want the delight of grandmother's table. So what do? You come ready to receive it right away. If the Advent season should remind us of anything, is that the Lord is for us. He came and walked among us. He didn't walk among people just to beat us down. He doesn't call us to repent, to push our face into the mud. He wants us to be prepared to receive him. I would challenge you this Christmas season, are you prepared to receive him? Just as I hope you guys are paying attention. Several of these songs preach the gospel. That original song by Cassidy, she just told the whole story. And he came and he lived holy and he died righteous. And he died in the place of sinners. He didn't die for his sin. He died for our sin. And this is the goodness of God. He's saying, listen, I require righteousness, but you don't have it, so I'll provide it. Prepare the way. Just simply turn from trusting anything but me. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe and receive the King. Advent season for we believers, you might say it should be a season of personal revival. If all the running around to Christmas parties and stuff drives you nuts, you might be celebrating Christmas, but you're probably missing Advent. Think about what I'm saying. What does God really want? He wants to comfort his people. And what would the word be today? I think the word would be from 2 Peter chapter 3, 8, chapter verse 8 and following. It basically tells us that the Lord's coming. And don't you misunderstand the length of time as we measure time as any sort of notion that he's not coming. He's coming. A day to the Lord is like, you know, 1,000 years to us. No problem. So brothers and sisters, be comforted. The days of our full deliverance are ahead. Repent and be prepared, for the kingdom is at hand. Do not be discouraged if he seems to tarry. The Lord has never been late. Let me pray. Father, thank you for these beautiful voices. Thank you for everyone offering their gifts. Thank you, Father, for the gift that you sent us in the Lord Jesus. Father, may we be deeply reflective this season and to see that these reminders are not to beat us down, but to pick us up. Not to drive our face in the mud, but to lift our hearts up to heaven. Father, help us to discover in a fresh way the real meaning of the Advent season and not simply just to celebrate with the culture. In Jesus I pray, amen and amen.